WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says you could think of Keith Jarrett's new solo piano CD as his basement tapes. Like Bob Dylan's famous sessions, it was recorded at the artist's home, was not initially intended to be released, and was made during a period when he was in seclusion and rumors were flying about his health. Kevin says the similarities between Jarrett's and Dylan's home recordings end there, but that Jarrett's album has something all its own.
Don't Ever Leave Me by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein. The piano sings very well at low volume, but on the bandstand or in the studio, improvising pianists seldom play that way. Either they're competing with a drummer or amplified bassist or trying to project to an audience. On Keith Jarrett's new solo CD, his best interpretations of standards convey a rare peace and quiet. The melodies are right up front and the accompaniment paired to a minimum. It's like he's arranged the music for church bells. I Love Your Porgy by Gershwin and Gershwin. It's from Keith Jarrett's CD, The Melody at Night with You. He recorded it himself at the end of 1997 as a Christmas present for his wife. Only later did he think about releasing it. He usually keeps the music quiet, if not always that quiet, but there are moments when Jarrett, the concert pianist, comes out and he goes for some grand gesture and the mood evaporates. There are risks in trying to keep things so simple. Keeping the accent on melody and the background unobtrusive is also what cocktail pianists do, or the many new age piano players that Jarrett unwittingly inspired 20 years ago. They took to the way he'd set aside a jazz musician's traditional tools, namely swing time and blues feeling, to confront other strains of Americana. Besides the jazz vehicles, on his new one, Keith Jarrett plays the Irish-American standard, My Wild Irish Rose, his wife's name is Rose, and the Glee Club perennial, Shenandoah. When Keith Jarrett recorded this stuff, he was sidelined with chronic fatigue syndrome. It's tempting to draw a connection between this quiet music and that poorly understood condition, but that seems simplistic. Artists' choices are usually more complicated. For me, some of his playing here is as simply beautiful as Shaker furniture, and sometimes he sounds like he's polishing the furniture. Jarrett walks a tightrope between what works and what doesn't. That makes his new CD less than the classic some folks hear it as, but it also keeps you paying attention to hear which side of the line he'll fall on. Any music that inspires close listening can't be bad and won't be mistaken for cocktail music.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Keith Jarrett's CD, The Melody at Night with You. Our senior producer this week has been Roberta Schurach. I'm Terry Gross.